So you have to know when a joke is ripe. That's on you. So I'm not trying to get you guys canceled. So make sure you know when is your fruit or joke ripe and ready to be picked or told to a large group of people. Everybody, and welcome to Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most, Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. What we have here is a community to give local voices a public platform of shared ideas, knowledge, and perspectives. So welcome back to the podcast, guys. I hope you checked out last week's episode because it was an important one. We're trying to shift a little bit in this community. I've done a lot of informative podcasts, you know, talking about growth, learning perspectives, as I said, but I also want to incorporate comedy because that's another part of who I am to my core. I love comedy so much. It's not even a joke. I love making people laugh, and I wish I could do that more. So here's hoping to that. But yeah, I want to talk about, not even about me today, not even about me and my good or bad jokes. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about comedy. You know, what a joke is. What is comedy? Is it a good time for comedy? Are we in a good place? I think comedy is needed always. I think it's always needed because life's tough, life's challenging, but comedic relief. You know, you should be able to live life and at least have a laugh along the tough journey that is life, okay? So I want to give you my perspective on what a joke is. Not a good or bad joke, just what a joke is in general. This is my perspective. I heard a similar perspective when I was listening to, it's a very popular video on YouTube called Talking Funny with four comedians, Louis C.K., it's got Jerry Seinfeld, Ricky Gervais, and Chris Rock. So four, you know, established comedians are talking about jokes the whole episode, and they talked about what a joke is. And I very much like this analogy. They said it and I kind of have my own, maybe my own spin on it, but maybe it's the same thing. But I want to bring this idea to you guys at home. A joke is the quickest way to a punchline. I think I heard Louis C.K. say that. A joke would be funny if you don't see it coming. That's why knock-knock jokes are sometimes the hardest. It's the worst kind of joke. Because as soon as I say knock-knock, you know I'm making a joke, right? Knock, knock, and you go like this. In your head, you go like this. Because you see it coming. You know I'm going to try to make you laugh. You know exactly where the punchline is. But a good joke is they'll beat you to the punchline. You know what I mean? Like, you won't see it coming. You'll have to find, like, the humor comes to you first. So, yes, a joke is the quickest way to a laugh. It really is. It's the quickest way you can get there. So if we bring a joke into real life, a joke would be like an orange. I wish I had an orange. Okay, here's a lemon, but it's not an orange. I know when life gives you lemons, that's a whole different, like, I don't want to mix up fruits and analogies. Let's say comedy and jokes are like a fruit, okay? You have the outside, you have the inside. Fruits have, they live a certain, like, they're not alive, but they grow and they die, right? So if this is a joke, okay, it grows. It starts out as a seed, right? There's seeds in here, right? I think, okay. Yeah, so it has seeds in it. It's growing. A joke grows. If you want to make a good joke, you have to let it grow. You have to water it, give it sunlight. How do you water it and give it sunlight? You tell the joke to people. So I say a joke to somebody, and they laugh a little bit, but they don't really get it. I have to figure out how to say it to make it funnier. So I give it some love, and I say it to someone else a little bit differently, change up a few words. Now I got a little bit of a better laugh. So you're growing the joke, like the fruit, by telling it again and again, switching a few words up. You pause at this point, you add this, you find ways to make it funnier. So you're growing that orange or whatever, fruit. I want it to be orange, but
goddamn, it's...
Now, here's the thing. Jokes have expiry dates. I believe that a joke reaches its maximum potential of being funny, just like a fruit reaches ripeness. So a joke is going to be ripe. A lot of times it's going to be ripe when you've said it enough and you found a way to make it the funniest and you're saying it the most. Also, if it's a joke in a certain time of the political and like social climate, like if I make a joke about the Golden Globes, which as I record this happened last weekend, I should make this joke pretty soon because it's going to expire and be rotten if I make it next year. It's not going to be worth it. I'm not going to get as much of a laugh if it's not currently happening. Or, conversely, if it's a tragic event, a joke is not ripe at that time. Please don't make a really bad, especially bad joke, about something serious going on at the time. Maybe years later, after we've all processed what happened, maybe it'll be funny later. Maybe it'll be ripe later. So you have to know when a joke is ripe. That's on you. So I'm not trying to get you guys canceled. So make sure you know when is your fruit or joke ripe and ready to be picked or told to a large group of people, right? That's your risk. That's the risk we take as comedians, you know, eating fruits. But anyways, I digress. When the joke is ripe, you tell it, you share it, because it will go bad. It will become rotten. So here's the thing. You have your fruit. You have your joke. It's ripe. It's time to eat the fruit. It's time to tell the joke. So what you do is you, I'm not going to actually squeeze it because I'm going to get like lemon juice all over the place. You squeeze the fruit. You tell a bit of the joke. People laugh. When people laugh, that's the juices of the fruit, the laughter. If you're a good joke teller and people are laughing, you can make another joke from the same fruit. You squeeze it again and more juice comes out. People laugh more. You're going to run out of juice. So you have to watch out because every time you squeeze the fruit and tell another joke, same fruit, people won't laugh as much. It's going to get to a point where you're going to get less and less laughs eventually. A good comedian will find a way to get every droplet out of that fruit, out of that joke. And when nothing is left, the last thing you gotta do, eat the skin. You have to eat the fruit, like whatever's left of it. Like people don't eat this part of the lemon usually. You can, but as a good joke teller, you must. It's your joke. You gotta live with it. So I'm not gonna eat it, because I'm just holding this. You have to eat the fruit. You have to eat the seeds, eat the rinds. Are these called rinds? I don't know. Yeah, you have to eat the skin of the fruit. It's your joke, it's your fruit. You have to, you gotta own it. So that's the joke, all right? That's what a joke is. I don't know if there's anybody here who really likes comedy like that, but if you do, yes. I hope when you see a lemon, I would have liked this to be an orange. I hope when you see a fruit, you think about a joke. I hope when you tell a joke, you think about, how can I make this joke? How can I get more out of this joke? Because you know what, guys? We need to laugh. I believe that we need to laugh. And so anyone who's good at that, keep on doing that, because we need more of that. That was my analogy for jokes being like fruit. And fruits are essential to your health. So, and they say, hold on, and they say, laughter is medicine. So that means jokes are essential. Cheers to that, guys. Enjoy your day. Keep laughing. See you next episode when I try to continue to blend in comedy with actual informative stuff. Let's see if we can get there together. This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most. I'm still holding this. I'm going to put this down. This has been Vibing Out with Texany. I'm your host with the most. Texany, aka Mr. World Vibe. And I'm signing out. Peace.